Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh Design Conference Call for the 24th day of September, year 2023. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is encouragement. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the broadcast. Prinhanda, Kumri Ambith. Our website is www.PastorDan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. PastorDan.net. At that website, we have a daily mail page. If you open it up, we have links to all kinds of information, current events, preppers, weapons, ammunition, you name it. We have a lot of different topics. And of course, health is a big one there as well. Our homepage on that website, PastorDan.net, is where you have information if you feel led to help us out financially. And for the folks that do, Yahweh bless your heart. There is also a page called Contact Us. If you do not have my personal contact information, you can send me a note via the Contact Us page. I do want to say... just this morning, our good friend over in Sweden, Michael, sent me a very nice, encouraging email. And it's the type of thing that keeps many of us going, especially today when there's so many evil and rotten things going on. It's very encouraging and uplifting when compliments or encouraging words are sent from brother to sister, sister to brother, or just the brethren in general. And so, under encouragement, I would encourage everybody to do that. Remember, kind words carry a lot of weight. Just as negative and disparaging words can do great damage. As the Bible says, words are like arrows. And when you shoot an arrow from a bow, just like a word leaving your mouth, you cannot retrieve it. It's gone. So that word that you let loose will find its target. And depending if it's sent with love and caring and encouragement or sent with demeaning negativity, it will have the impact on the victim or the target when it hits it. So a lot of wisdom in Scripture, a lot of common sense. Michael, I want to say thank you for both your donation and for your hard work over there in Sweden, and also for the words of encouragement. So thank you very much. And that's not to say everybody else is not doing it. Our friends and family members down there in Mississippi send their encouragement, but they do it by the old-fashioned letter method, which is also very much appreciated, and many others. So Yahweh bless the hearts of everybody out there. Now, we said that this world is a dystopic world that we live in right now, and I want to remind everybody what the dictionary definition of dystopia is. A state in which the conditions of life are extremely bad. And anybody living in this world today, I think you would agree, it is becoming extremely bad. As from depression, oppression, or terror. Now, today, we would change that definition to say extremely bad as from deprivation, oppression, and terror, because we have all three at work. They are trying to deprive us of clean water, clean air, clean food, actual medicines that heal, which would be naturopathy. They are oppressing us with abusive registration, legislation, regulation, taxation, and terror. The greatest terrorists on earth are governments. In fact, I would go so far as to say there are no real terrorists in the world. I mean, homegrown organic terrorists don't exist. All acts of terror and trained terrorists are working for governments, every one of them. They're there for a reason. They are to create the terror, give a reason for the legislation they want, to oppress the people. So when you read or hear about acts of terrorism and you see pictures of so-called terrorists, understand that they are all actors, bad actors, working for and being paid for by your man-made governments. Okay? Let that sink in. So no homegrown terrorism exists in this world. So from that, you can gather that if we were to eliminate the power of these demagogues, man-made government officials that think they are gods over us, the rulers of us, if we were to strip their power away and their ability to create terror, this world would instantly become much happier, much better. We would all get along because we know how to get along, okay? And the main thing is that we all agree to live under God's law, because that's a commandment of the Father. So dystopia is the world we live in, and it's because of all three of those things acting upon us in unison at the same time. Because, again, it's being paid for by the bankers, which are Jews, of course. It's being supported by government and government officials and sycophants of the government wearing uniforms and badges. Okay? They are the jackbooted thugs enforcing the communist Zionist agenda, whether they know it or not. They are actually aiding and abetting the enemies of our nations, the enemies of our people. Richard Buckminster Fuller, once again, we're going to talk about it. You never change things by fighting the existing reality, and that's our existing reality, a dystopia. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. What's the new model? Well, one of the things I read just this morning was a good article and an interview being done by an organization called Demeter. Depends if you're in Europe or America, how you pronounce it. But it's a German outfit, and they are leading the world into biodynamic farming. Biodynamic farming, which is basically the holistic approach to producing food. How much better it is for the earth, how much better it is for the vegetation, how much better it is for you and me when we drink and or consume the products of these farms. The lady that was giving the interview or doing the interview with the Dr. Mercola talked about the fact that this biodynamic farming came into existence because they realized that wine, the best wines in the world, were coming from certain farms, certain vineyards, and those vineyards were practicing biodynamic farming. And then they realized, as they expanded the concept into other types of farming and vineyard husbandry, that it was producing better fruits, better vegetables. So again, we have more proof in the real world that Yahweh's law is the correct way to live on this earth. So again, if you're an atheist or you're a agnostic, such as the communists, which includes, of course, the leaders of communism, the Jews, they are for the most part agnostics and atheists. Oh, I know, the church world wants you to think chosen people, which is totally ridiculous. But they go through the motions because they do war. They make war by deception, and they're making war on mankind right now because they see that their time is short. And so the dragon, which is who they are, the dragon knows their time is short. Judgment is right around the corner. And so they want to take as many souls down as they possibly can. They want to kill as many of us as they can while they have the opportunity. Because Obadiah, verse 18, is right around the corner. Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 14, is right around the corner. Malachi chapter 4 is right around the corner, which means their days are numbered. And the world is waking up to what these cretins and miscreants are doing. So again, their time is short. They're like a trapped rattlesnake. I grew up on a farm. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing more terrifying than trapping a snake, especially a poisonous snake, trapping him with no exit. So everybody on the farm was taught, always give the snakes a way out, because they can turn on you and be very vicious if they do not see a way to escape. And so it is with these creatures, the same way. Now, where they're going to escape to this time, well, there is no escape. That's why they're very angry. That's also why they are very crazy in the things they are promoting and talking about today, because there is no hope for them. All right. Oh, my gosh. No hope whatsoever. Henry David Thoreau. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. Okay. Henry David Thoreau told us, why are you wasting so much time whacking away at the branches? Planned Parenthood, excessive government regulation, banking fiascos, all of it run by Jews, by the way. Okay, so all of these branches, the homosexual agenda, the transgender agenda, the adrenochrome, the sexual slavery, the human trafficking, the child molestation, pedophilia, all of it are branches on the tree. They're just branches. So only 1 out of 1,000 is stopping and going, hey, wait a minute. Why am I wasting time trying to chop down these branches, because the tree just keeps growing more branches? Why don't we chop the root? Why don't we go to the trunk of the tree and chop the root out? And again, for those of us who grew up on a farm, we understand that when you weed your garden, or you try to get rid of invasive vegetation on your farm, you have to take the root out. You just chop at the trunk, a new tree is going to grow, because the root is where the nutrient comes in to keep the tree going, or the bush or the vines that are choking out your vegetables. Okay, you have to dig out the root. What is the root of the Zionist Jew who's destroying man on this earth? What is the root? The financial system. It is the root of their power. They're paying people to be our enemies. They're paying people to put poisons in your arm. They're paying the media to cover it up. They're paying public officials to lie to you. They're paying doctors and nurses to poison you and cover it up. Notice the commonality of everything I just said. Paying. They're paying people. The financial system that they control with a death grip over it. The book of Revelation makes it very clear, though, at some point, this financial system is going to burn to the ground. That's Yahweh's command. The financial system and everybody tied to it is going to be taken down, burned to the ground. That's why the merchants are weeping and wailing. So, do we have encouragement from that? Sure we do. Because you and I will be sitting on the banks watching Babylon burn, sipping on our cocktails, and enjoying the view. Babylon burns. Public officials, and merchants are weeping and wailing. The world is waking up to the simple truth that man-made government is a beast. Man-made government is the enemy of our people. Man-made religion, all of the man-made religions are enemies of the people. Everything's centralized. Whether it's the World Council of Churches with the Vatican sitting on top of it, the great whore, okay? Centralized religion, enemy of the people. Centralized powerful governments, enemies of the people. Large central banking, enemies of the people. Corporations, enemies of the people. It's communism. Top-down regulation, top-down enforcement, top-down propaganda, top-down abuse. It's all under the title of corporations. Corporations should be outlawed. There should be no such thing as a corporation, ever. Just as we should not have large central government, ever. Large central banking, ever. Centralization of faith and religious matters, never. United Nations, enemy of the people. World Health Organization, enemy of the people. How many times do we have to hear this song played before we recognize the tune? Okay? Really? I mean, come on. So, biodynamic farming is an answer. Live under God's law and not man's law. Isn't that what it says in your scripture? Now, does it or doesn't it? You know, we got this whole world full of people that claim to be believers carrying that thing called a Bible around with them, but they don't read it because it says right in there. Very, very plainly, if it's a choice between man's law and God's law, you must choose God's law. So, everybody carrying a Bible is a hypocrite. Every preacher out there is a hypocrite. Every organization that claims to be based on religion or faith are hypocrites. Liars and deceivers, hypocrites in the Greek, actors, and not very good actors at that. Because it says very plainly, only God's law has the power to rule over us, not man's law. Man's law has never been for us, ever, ever, ever. We are told to guard what goes into our body and our mind at all times. Guard, guard. In the Bible, it often uses the word keep, such as in Genesis, in the garden. Why was Adamic man put here? To keep this earth that we live on. And no, it's not a spinning ball. Sorry, it's not. Sooner or later, everybody's going to realize that. But this area called Earth, we were put here with a purpose, and we're not doing it. Adamic man has become apostate. This is the great apostasy. The white race is pathetic at best today. Absolutely pathetic. Cowardly, acquiescing to misfits, criminals, perverts. They're pathetic. But it was told that our people would do that. We would go back to Egypt in bondage, which we've done. And the amazing thing is it says that we would do that without a price, meaning without actual money. And sure enough, we have. We're obeying the Jewish masters and their sick, demented communist ways for electronic digits in a computer. It's not even real money. Not gold or silver. At least Judas, who betrayed Yeshua, had enough sense to want a bag full of actual metal, silver. We're doing it for a bank account that's got electronic digits in it, selling ourselves out, selling our families out, selling our nation, selling out our culture, our heritage, for digits in a computer. Tell me scripture is not true. Never, ever, ever, ever surrender your firearms. Never, ever, ever surrender any form of self-defense that you have in your house. Never, ever do that. even to the point of death. That's where we have to be mentally. You know that, right? And more people, including Catherine Austin, being interviewed by Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog, she even came out and said it in a recent interview. They are trying to kill us. They are committing mass murder. When the hell do people wake up? When do they realize that you have a God-given right to defend your life and the life of your loved ones? Nobody holding a badge, nobody in uniform with a weapon, nobody claiming to be some kind of public official, nobody from any medical institution has the right to harm you or your family. They don't have the authority or the right, period. Yahweh gave that responsibility to you and me for our own personal health and safety and those that of our loved ones. They do not have the right to intervene. And for those people in uniform who are aiding and abetting this demonic system, you are putting yourself at risk, whether you know it or not. And many of you do know it. But again, why? For electronic digits in a bank account, you're willing to look the other way. And if you don't think that you're going to fall under judgment for that attitude, you are dumber than a box of rocks. You truly are. Judgment is coming. Fire is coming. Whether it's literal or figurative, it does not matter. It burns, and it burns completely. Another article that came out, I think it was Greg Reese talking about the lawyer, what the hell is his name? Can't think of his name right now. But anyway, he just came out with a interview where he talked about a zombie apocalypse coming out because of some signals coming from the 5 and 6G towers, possibly this month, but certainly in the beginning of October. So don't know if it's true. I'm just passing on the information. Certainly I would be on my guard because we know they want these people jabbed for a reason. We know at some point they're going to make an attempt to turn everybody into obedient little zombies. And they do mean to bring mankind to its knees. We do know that. Catherine Austin Fitz talked about the fact they are trying to murder us. Make no mistake about it. They are trying to murder most of mankind. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For Yahweh your God, your Elohim God, is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm living testimony to that verse right there. Has my life been perfect? Absolutely not. Have there been dark days when some nights I cried myself to sleep in despair, thinking it was all over? Yep, sure as hell did. Did Yahweh abandon me? Never. Was there a way made out of that turmoil and that terrible situation? Yes, there was. Were there lessons learned? Yes, there was. Was there character growth and strength that came from it? Sure as hell did. Yep, absolutely. In fact, it was the basis for what became by Yahweh's design, to be quite frank. So does our Father have the ability to take any situation and turn it around for good? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why he said, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. If you are his child, if you are truly revering and worshiping the Creator Father. Okay? But the problem is that many people aren't. I've walked amongst you. I know you're out there. You pay lip service to serving Yahweh. You'll talk about tons of scripture. You know it all. But in your heart, sorry. It's just like Yeshua said. They pay lip service, but their hearts are far from me. Yeah, I know exactly what Yeshua meant when he said that. I've seen it. And then these same people bemoan that the world is not treating them right, or they got family in trouble, or they got financial troubles, blah, 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 endlessly bitching and complaining. And yet they don't look inwardly and realize that you only give lip service to our Father. Why would you expect his protection and blessing when you are just going through the motions? It reminds me of people today, all levels of government and law enforcement and the military. They go through the motions. Go through the motions. Many of them are actually part of the problem. Many of them are themselves reprobates, pedophiles, homosexuals, deviants, miscreants, and yet they wear the uniforms, or they sit in the public office and dictate to you and I as if there's some sort of a potentate. It's okay that I'm a pervert, but I'm going to tell you how to live your life. It's okay that I'm a pedophile, but I'm going to tell you how to raise your child, or what to do with your child, or what to stick in your child's arm. Do you see the insanity of what we're living through right now? John 16, verse 33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Praise Yahweh. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for Yahweh God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. A lot of our people seem to forget about that self-control part. Have you noticed that lately? We got a lot of narcissists amongst our people. Also, this word love here is not a love that says to turn your cheek to your enemy. Okay? He gave us a spirit of love that says I'm willing to kill my enemy because I love those behind me. I'm willing to take this spear and put it right through the heart of my enemies. I'm willing to take this M16 rifle and put a bullet right in their head. Yeah. Not because I'm a violent man. No, actually, I abhor violence. But, you know, my enemies are visiting violence upon me and my kind. Why do we tolerate that? Maybe we don't really love ourselves. Maybe we don't love our families. We say we do, but do we really? When we allow miscreants to dictate what we do with our children, what we put in their bodies, how we dress them, how we educate them. These people have no authority. And if you truly love them, you would not allow these other people to have any kind of say in how you raise and educate your child. It's none of their goddamn business. Do you understand that? Just like your health, your health care, and all the other myriad of things in life are your business, your responsibility, and it is not man-made governments or man-made religions or man-made medical institutions. They have no authority. None! Unless you give it to them by your acquiescence. That's the problem we have today. He gave us a spirit of power, not of fear, and love. Most people don't really know what love means. They really don't. They use the word a lot. They don't know what it means. Sorry. If it doesn't manifest, it's just like a spouse. And trust me, I have a couple of those t-shirts in my closet. A spouse says they love you, but they don't manifest it in any way. They don't show you respect. They don't care about your health, mental and physical. They don't care about your spirituality. They don't honor and obey you. And yet, they love you. Really? Maybe you read a different book than I read. Maybe your brain works differently than mine, but that's not love. That's not respect. That's not honoring. That's going through the motions. This world is full of cardboard people. Have you noticed that? That's what my dad and mom used to call them, cardboard people. Just like cardboard cutouts with a little stand behind them so that, you know, when people do target practice or they go through a village that's set up and all, they have cardboard images of people. That's what most people walking around today, the zombies out there, they're cardboard people. They look like people, but they're really not people inside. They're just empty bags of bones. Or Ezekiel says, dried bones in that valley, dead. Dried bones. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Okay? Encourage one another and build one another up. Not down, up. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait on Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you walk in the Spirit of our Father, you find out that you have a wellspring of energy and determination that the average person doesn't have. Why do you think it is that in the past almost 4 years now, we're coming up on 4 years of this nonsense, why is it that you think that our people, the ones that love Father Yahweh, was able to get through the past 4 years without following any of the mandates? None of them. I have not followed a mandate that they've put out yet. Because I know it's all a joke. A sick, demented joke, but a joke nonetheless. And I'm sure in the think tank rooms of these kikes and other people working with them, probably having a gay old time laughing about how stupid we are today, how cowardly we are, that they put out this nonsense and we actually think we have to obey them? We actually think we have to allow them to do what they do to our children? We have to allow them to be the perverts that they are? Really? We are pretty pathetic, I will admit that. I can see why they're laughing at the synagogue. Allowing them to have total control of our money system? What kind of insane idea is that? You know, the Founding Fathers and the Constitution disallows that. But what do you care, right? Founding Fathers, just a bunch of old Caucasian guys. So, you know, who cares what they thought? And well, they were pretty wise. At least they set up a system that if we were still following it, we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in. Okay, first of all, non-Caucasians would not have any political power whatsoever. Non-Caucasians would not have citizenship in our country. Okay, what a novel idea. Well, maybe it's not so novel, because if you go to Israel, it's run by Jews. If you go to China, it's run by Chinese. You go to India, it's run by Indians. So it's not really all that new. It's just that white people, Caucasians, have been duped into thinking that that's an old concept, and yet the rest of the world still lives by it. Your enemies live by it. But you're smarter than that, right? Yeah, all right. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Hallelujah. That's right. Yahweh. If you don't have Yahweh, you're in bad shape today. Psalm 31, verse 24, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for Yahweh. Hallelujah. Again, Psalm 31, verse 24. Encouragement. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now you notice it doesn't say, let not your brains be troubled, neither let your brains be afraid. It doesn't say that. It says your heart, right? You ever wonder why it's always talking about your heart, not your brain? Let that sink in. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares Yahweh God, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. But here again, why are all these calamities coming down around Yahweh's people? Just as it was in the days of Noah. Because most of our people become reprobates. So it's painful for the ones that remain true to the Father. It's painful to watch what's going on. Trust me. I hear from our people all the time. And I myself. I have to admit it. It is painful. It's depressing at times, the state of our people. You can understand when the scripture talks about in the book of Numbers, where it talks about Phinehas and what he did. Okay? Phinehas and the rest of the Israelites were moaning the condition of our people, much like today, moaning about how many are into race mixing, moaning about how many allow the government to run right over them. Enemy aliens to flood across our borders by the hundreds of thousands, and the white man still sits on his ass. So you can just picture in Phinehas' time, the Israelites, the Caucasians, sitting around going, what the hell's wrong with our people? We got these obvious problems. We have leaders amongst our people that are engaged in homosexuality, perversion, race mixing. This is disgusting. And then one of the leaders takes this foreign bitch into his tent and decides he's going to have sex with her while everybody else is out there crying about the state of their nation, their people. And Phinehas picked up the spear and he walked into his tent and he put the spear right down through the two of them while they're in the middle of their little afternoon delight. Now, I'm going to ask you, all you Bible believers out there, you know, you pompous, pious, little pusillanimous creatures who claim to be believers, did Yahweh condemn Phinehas for putting that spear through those two people? Well, again, if you read your book, you'd find out, wouldn't you? No, actually, he was blessed. In fact, he and his lineage were blessed in perpetuity, meaning forever. There is a bloodline of Phinehas still walking the earth, enraged by what we see. So all the pacifists out there, all the churches, the pagan churches with their poisonous pulpits teaching that white people don't have a right to defend themselves, why don't they talk about Phinehas? Because their job is to lead the sheep to the slaughter. That's what they're getting, quote, paid to do. Follow the money. You want to find out what's going on in this world? My grandfather was so right. Follow the money. Who's paying for these people to lie to you, to cheat you, to set you up for the slaughter of the Jewish communists that's coming? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, just like we're doing here right now, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day of what? The day of Yahweh, drawing near. Praise Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, and again, this is the Greek word adelphos, meaning from the womb, meaning racial brothers. Therefore, my racial brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of Yahweh, knowing that in Yahweh your labor is not in vain. Our labor is never in vain when we're doing it for the Father and for our people. We are a family. We are a race. In spite of what all the Jewish demagogues and authors and so-called researchers and teachers, they're all misfits. Every single one of them. It's just like that piece of shit, Alan Dershowitz. Everybody, always in the Jew media, do you ever hear, oh, Alan Dershowitz, he's such a strong constitutional teacher. You know, he was a professor in law school. Well, of course he was. He was a kike teaching other kikes. Alan Dershowitz is a gigantic, huge piece of shit. His entire life he's been a piece of shit. And yet the media and most of these white people walk around, oh, Alan Dershowitz is a constitutional scholar. He's also a Talmudic scholar. He only knows about the Constitution to use it against us because he's a follower of the Talmud. He is a Zionist communist pig, like all of the Zionist communist pigs. And yet you're told somebody to be respected and read what he says and listen to what he says and read his words. And oh my God, Alan Dershowitz. Oh, right. Why don't you just set some demon up on a pedestal somewhere and worship him? Same thing. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. We do have hope. We're still here. We're still breathing, even though every Jew wishes we were dead. All right? We're still here by the grace of Almighty God, Yahweh. We're still here. So there is hope. Hope still burns within. That sometime, hopefully within our lifetime, the white race will actually stand up and be who they were meant to be. I just watched a video by a young black lady who says almost the exact same thing as Pastor Manning in Harlem, New York. Pastor Manning has said it for many years that he prays that the white race would finally get off their ass and take back their country. Well, this young black lady just put out a video saying basically the same thing. She goes, "What's wrong with you people? You need to wake up. You need to stop kissing the ass on all these minorities and everything else. White people, wake up. Civilization's dying because you're sitting around trying to appease a bunch of minorities. It's dying. And those minorities that have any intelligence realize, just like Pastor Manning, that if the white race goes, so does everything else. So all the nice little toys and gadgets and frilly little things that all these other races enjoy today, they disappear when the right white race is gone, when the Caucasians are gone. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Be strong. Act like men. Do no harm and take no shit. Just like the meme that's been going around this past week. Do no harm and take no shit. That's what it means to be a man. Toxic masculinity is needed, demanded in this day and age. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Doesn't say the world will, doesn't say the Catholic Church will, doesn't say the Methodist Church will, doesn't say a government agency or any medical institution or a drug is going to give you rest. Yahweh will give you rest. Isaiah 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Now remember, a lot of this is allegory, okay? It's not telling you to go out there, build a bonfire, and, well, if you really love Yahweh and believe in Yahweh, you can go walk through that bonfire and you'll be okay. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I'm not about to do that, because the scripture also says you're not to test your father. Okay? A lot of it is allegory. It is telling you something in picturesque language so that you get the principle. Fire is also judgment. Fire is also tribulation. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, Yahweh Father, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in Yahweh God with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in Yahweh God, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Wow! And here we go. It's a conditional statement. Everybody says, well, Yahweh's a genie in a bottle. I want the desires of my heart, but they forget about the delighting yourself. What does it mean to delight yourself in Yahweh? It means he's the source of your joy. Not money, not possessions, not sex, drugs, alcohol, entertainment, sports. No, he is the delight in your life. Then you get the desires of your heart. Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought Yahweh God, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, verse 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may be grace to those who hear it. Just like we said at the beginning of the program. Words have power. Words have consequences. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is Yahweh your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Wouldn't it be something if a large segment of the white race was to return to that kind of mentality? Can you imagine what we could accomplish if we would just shed all this bullshit that's in our lives, all this Jewish propaganda and torment of these creatures from hell? Okay? Can you imagine what we could accomplish? It'd be like heaven on earth, wouldn't it? I wonder if that's why he put us here. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Jacob Israel, meaning the Caucasians, will neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is your keeper, preserver. Yahweh is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Yahweh will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forward and forevermore. You ever notice that the common thread through all this stuff? Yeah, it's our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. That's why it says even in the Ten Commandments, there's only one Elohim God. There's only one Elohim God. Not two, not three, not triune. One. One. Psalm 28, verse 7, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. Does it say I give thanks to the government? I give thanks to the bankers? No, it doesn't say that, does it? Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Romans 8, verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If Yahweh God is for us, who can be against us? Again, we get back to the crux of the matter. What is wrong with the white race today? The Caucasian race. What's wrong with it? Yeah, they don't have any spirituality about them at all. They don't believe in even a hereafter. They don't believe they're part of a special people put upon the earth with a mission to keep the earth. They've lost it. They've lost even caring about their own children. Or even having children. Okay? Now, again, just as I've said before, when it says to honor your mother and father, my opinion is that's referring to Abraham and Sarah. Because there's a lot of parents that don't deserve respect and honor. They don't. They don't deserve it at all. But then again, there's also children who do not deserve honor and respect. This idea of unconditional love, I think, is one of the greatest sins against the white race. Unconditional love? You know, I've been hearing that for most of my life, and I've always shuddered every time I heard it. Unconditional love. I don't have unconditional love. It doesn't even make sense to me, unconditional love. How can you have unconditional love? Yahweh expects obedience. As a father of six children, I expected obedience. I never once told my children or anybody that I had unconditional love for them. Never. Not once. Because in my book, my caring, love, whatever you want to call it, is conditional. I don't give it to those that don't deserve it. Do I care about them? Sure. Do I pray that they would change if they're acting like buttholes? Yeah. Yeah, I might do that. But to me, that's not love. I'm not giving them blessings. I'm not going to go out of my way to help them while they're acting and behaving as bad actors, miscreants, unfaithful. So I have conditions. I would expect everybody to have conditions. I don't expect anybody to say they love me, no matter what kind of person I am. It'd be ridiculous. Romans 15, verse 5, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Yahshua HaMashiach. 2 Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Blessed be the Elohim God and Father of our Lord, Yahshua, and the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction through the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by Yahweh God. For as the sufferings of Yeshua abound to us, even so our comfort also abounds through Messiah. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Our who is steadfast, knowing that since you are partakers of the sufferings, so also are you of the comfort. For we do not desire to have you uninformed, brothers, again, Adelphos, racial brothers, concerning our affliction which happened to us in Asia, that we were weighed down exceedingly beyond our powers, so much that we despaired even of life. Yes, we ourselves have had the sentence of death within ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in Yahweh God who raises the dead, who delivered us out of so great a death, and does deliver, on whom we have set our hope that he will also still deliver us. You also helping together on our behalf by your supplication, for that the gift given to us by means of many, thanks may be given by many persons on your behalf. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love Yahweh God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Yep, that's one we talk about an awful lot. Romans 8, verse 28. For indeed, all things work together for good, if you love Father above all things, and are called according to his purpose. Romans 15, verse 2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. Again, neighbor is getting back to the word Adelphos, meaning racial kinsmen who live near you. Deuteronomy 31, verse, it is Yahweh God who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your burden on Yahweh, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Now, when it says the righteous here, does anybody think they're talking about perfect people? Of course not. But do we hold righteousness up as our goal on a day-to-day basis? Yeah, absolutely. Psalm 90, verse 17, let the favor of Yahweh God be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yea, establish the work of our hands. Work for our people. Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of Yahweh proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Psalm 27, verse 1, and Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. And I've got many more here we could read, but I think you get the point. We live in a dystopic world that's getting even nuttier and crazier by the day, and it's causing a lot of consternation and despair amongst our people. I see it and hear about it every single day. But at the same time, we have to understand that we were told this would be the conditions of the day we're in. Okay? When it says in the Greek, a great shaking in the heavens and the earth, this is the kind of things that it's talking about. Okay? You have natural calamities, but you've got a lot of man-made calamities. And you have to understand something. When we were told about the conditions at the end of the age, not once does it say were all of the calamities natural causes. Because they're not. A lot of the calamities that are going on are all man-made. from geoengineering to cloud seeding, chemtrails, poisoning of water and air and soil. These are all being done by people because we allow it. We think they have the right to do what they're doing. Some crazy notion in the back of our head says, well, they're an authority and there's nothing we can do about it. Really? Where's that written? Well, you know, Jesus loves all the little children and loves all the races and all of the perverts. He just loves everyone. No, he puts his sandals on every morning and combs his hair and he goes out there and just love, 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 love. That might be a nice image for somebody to have in their heads, but that's not who he was. That's not what he said. That's not what he did. But that's what the church world teaches. And unfortunately, a lot of people have been brainwashed by the mainstream church world. And you've got to treat people. I used to have a guy that was a guest, Richard. Oh, my gosh. How can his name be escaping me? He lived out on the West Coast. It'll pop in my head later on. But Richard actually taught how to deprogram people. And he'd come on my radio show quite often, and we would talk about that. How to unbrainwash our people. And he actually was very good at it. And he actually went to different gatherings. He's passed over now, but Richard had a way when he was talking to people and presenting information and all, he had a way that he could get through even the severe brainwashing and conditioning of our people today. Masker, that's it, Masker, Richard Masker. So our people need to pick up with that idea. Our people have been, through drugs and propaganda, their minds have been turned to mush. Public school certainly is part of the problem, but all of it is part of the problem, from the media to entertainment to all the flat screens and all the images. All of it is to desensitize you, to cause you to be docile and to accept the fate that the Jews have planned for you, when Yahweh says just the opposite. Tune them out, look within, trust in me, and while you're doing all that, have your stones out and sharpening your swords. Because the day of the sword is fast approaching. You have the young men over in Europe right now called the Blade Runners that are destroying 5G towers. They're destroying cameras, the ones on the streets, the ones spying on everybody. They're destroying them. Pretty soon, people will figure out how to take down these drones that they fly over our heads. There was another video I watched where some young man apparently got a army truck, what they used to call a deuce and a quarter, I think is what they called them, the big heavy-duty carrier trucks for troops, and drove it through London where they had put one of those low, what the hell do they call them, low carbon zones, something similar to that. Basically a way to control people and to take away their rights. And he drove right through this police blockade and ran over two or three of their automobiles. So you've got the Blade Runners doing what they're doing, and you have white men starting to push back where they actually rammed this barricade and ran right over their automobiles, and then he took off down the road, and they couldn't even chase him because the cars were smashed. Okay, when you see acts like this happening, you know that we're close to the boiling point. When you hear people like Catherine Austin Fitz highly respected former member of, I can't remember which administration, but she was part of HUD handling billions of dollars of taxpayer money. The woman has got a lot on the ball, and she's taken a lot of chances to say what she says. But when you have people of that caliber, and she's not the only one, by the way, when you have people of that caliber telling you that these people mean to kill you, you need to pay attention. And some people are finally getting it. So again, it's time to sharpen your swords. It's time to make sure your magazines are full. Magazines meaning magazines for a rifle, magazines for a pistol. Make sure your ammo is still good. Make sure the primers are still good shape. For those people out there that are going to use their ammunition in areas where they might be exposed to high humidity, you want to take and seal your primers on your pistol and rifle ammunition, just like the military does, by the way. That's where sealing the primers started. Now, they have it done at the factory when they produce military ammunition. It's sealed. And a primer, by the way, is that little device at the back of the bullet that the firing pin hits that ignites the powder. That's the primer. So when I'm talking about sealing the primer, I'm talking about that little tiny gap in the back of a cartridge where the primer sits in the primer pocket. And moisture, if you're not careful, can work its way in there and dampen the charge to where your ammunition won't fire. So a very interesting and neat little thing I learned to do a long time ago was to take cheap nail polish. And I used to get either pink or red so you can see it easier, particularly the red. Just cheap nail polish and put your ammunition in a carrier with a back of the cartridge is sticking up, and just take a little fingernail polish brush and put a little dab of that polish around the primers, and then take a piece of tissue paper and wipe across it. And guess what? You now have a sealed cartridge that you don't have to worry about it getting damaged by being around a high humidity situation, just like the military ammunition. Okay, easy, cheap, fast way to protect your ammunition. And the reason I learned to do that was because I had read a report many years ago by a man who put out how his brother, who was a police officer, had died. And apparently he came upon a crime scene, drug dealers, and they pulled a weapon on him, and he pulled his weapon out and pulled the trigger six times. He had a revolver. He pulled the trigger six times. All six of his bullets had a little dimple in the primer to where the firing pin and the hammer on that revolver hit the bullets in the chamber, but they did not fire. And so the criminals shot and killed him. I thought, that's what a terrible thing to happen. So he had his weapon drawn. He could have fired six times, but his bullets were damaged from oil. Because what they came to find out is this policeman used to oil his weapon quite frequently so that it would not rust and it would look good. But the bullets were still in the chamber. And so when he took his cloth with the oil and was polishing everything, over the period of a long period of time, those bullets absorbed that oil and his ammunition became useless. And again, his primers were not sealed. So the Holy Spirit told me that you don't want that to happen to you, do you? So figure out a way to seal your primers. And voila, cheap fingernail polish does a very nice job. And there are probably other ways of doing it too, but I'm just throwing it out there. Everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do. But the point of it is, Be smart. We're in a war, as Catherine Austin Fitz and Greg Hunter were talking about. We are in a war, and these people do mean to execute you, me, and our loved ones. Make no mistake about that. And it's getting hotter and closer to going hot by the day. So be on your guard, folks. Be on your guard at all times. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you and you alone deserve. We thank you for this opportunity to speak to your sons and daughters across this earth. We pray for your wisdom and your courage and your strength to be imbued in all of us, because these are perilous times. We're seeing complete insanity at every level of society. It's just coming apart at the seams. We are the salt of this earth. We who know you, love you, revere you, and try to live as best we can according to your laws. We are the salt of this earth. And though we be few in number, we have great strength and great power to preserve this earth and to turn this around under the right circumstances. So we sit and wait for instructions from on high. And until that day, we will teach those who will listen. We will pray for the situation. And we will stay vigilant. And we will also remember that we are a family, and we will take care of our family as best we can. And we will fellowship with one another to lift each other up. To that end, walk with us and guide us, Father Yahweh, in all the things that we say and do for thy glory and for thy kingdom. And always, we ask for your protection against our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.